the riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Yay!
I kid. You call me a loser?
No energy tonight, bro.
I got all the energy, buddy.
Not feeling the energy.
Did you ever have one of those days where you don't know whether you want to do the right thing or just fucking flip out on the entire world?
Every day.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you get it. Welcome back to Live with Johnny for episode 57. We are live from the Riot at the Dog Park Studios. If you haven't had a chance yet, go and check out the Riot at the Dog Park boys. You can find them on the Spotify and everywhere else that you can find Live with Johnny. They're moderately funny and interesting. No, I'm kidding. go find them. Kirk, all well this evening?
All good, man.
Yeah.
All
right.
Jesus. Good to go. Sorry.
Jesus. I was distracted.
Christmas.
We're all good.
Holy moly. Big announcements about our Thanksgiving fundraiser, which has taken off pretty well in the last week that it's been going. Tonight's entire show will be brought to us by the one and only the Alpaca Gnomes, who are currently the Lone Gnome and the band are on tour. And
got those dates?
I got some dates for you.
Hit us up with the dates.
Michael. All right, there, guy. Tonight, Benny Mikula is he's in West Haven at the Breakwall from 6:30 to 8:30 doing his thing. I've never been to the Breakwall, but it sounds amazing.
He's just doing the Lone Gnome
the
thing?
The Lone Gnome.
Okay.
Lone Gnome.
It's fine.
The Lone Gnome. Friday, he's doing the Dive Bar and Restaurant. That's in West Haven. He'll be there at 5 o'clock. Nice little happy hour Lone Gnomage.
Woo!
So make your way down to the Dive Bar and Restaurant, which happens to, I just think it's a Cadillac name. Great name. Dive Bar and Restaurant.
Perfect.
And Saturday, he will be at back place where I used to drink when I was just turning the 21 there, Kirk Michael. Like everybody, down at the old Stonebridge restaurant.
Oh, I know where that is.
You know, where it used to be the spot where, like, hey, put on a collared shirt, let's go to Stonebridge.
We're going to go to Stonebridge.
Yeah, right? And it just turned out to, like, every night would start the same. Nobody's got the balls to talk to women. Then you have a few shots and drinks. You try to hit on every woman in the bar. Nothing successful happens. And then a fist fight breaks out outside. That's every
perfect
Friday.
Perfect evening.
I hear things are better there, and God bless the Stonebridge. And I know they're going to be there better when the Lone Gnome is there because he brings nothing but love. Speaking of the Alpaca Gnomes, let's get right into it. Let's get a big announcement. You got the drum roll?
Yes. Are you ready?
Almost, yeah. Sure.
Tell me when to start the drum roll.
Start that drum roll, buddy boy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Alpaca Gnomes will be playing... I apologize. November 18th at Woodbury Brewing. Have you been to the Woodbury Brewing? I've never been.
I have not, but Hannah has.
I've heard.
She said it was nice.
Yes, I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah, she said it was nice.
The Alpaca Gnomes will be at the Woodbury Brewing next weekend, November 18th. At their merch table, he's going to put out a tip jar for our fundraiser. And he's going to allow people to donate to the Thanksgiving fundraiser. And not only are you going to be donating to our fundraiser, but those of you who are at the Gnome Show next Saturday, every dollar will be one entry into a raffle for two tickets to one of their upcoming shows, either December 1st at the Space Ballroom or December 29th at FTC Warehouse. How freaking cool is that, dude?
And if you
Benny's were, going, Benny and the Gnomes going the extra mile.
If you were a smart marketer, what you would do is have him have a stack of Live with Johnny stickers next to the jar. You donate, you take a sticker. That's what a smart marketing man would do.
You know what else he's going to do? Have you help me order stickers at the end of the show. they come quick, right? Can we have them by
next
week?
Yeah, but dude, I ordered you like, you still have to have a stack. I ordered you like 100, didn't I?
Bro, I handed some shit out.
Yes.
I handed some shit out.
Next week.
But Benny... No,
Benny's the man.
Thank you guys so
love
much.
Them.
We
them.
Are still working on a date to get the Gnomes back in here, CB and Benny. And I thought of the best. I don't know why. I heard a song today, and I thought to myself, CB riffing it up and Benny singing it, and then CB coming in with those beautiful harmonized
vocals. So you thought of a song, like a special request that they should do when they're in here?
Yes.
Just to be clear, okay.
Yes.
And?
Tush by ZZ Top.
That would be.
I don't know, right? Can't you see them?
That's. I feel like Benny could destroy that vocal. Like, and you know CB could shred
CB's
it.
CB's going to shred it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Benny's going to sing the balls off of it.
I love it.
And then CB's going to come in with those beautiful harmonies. And I think the two of them together are going to make beautiful magic with Tush in here.
And
Tush, whatever the fuck.
And the good thing about those two is even if you hit them with that on the spot here, they'll just bang it out, dude.
CB's probably home right now, dude. Tush.
It's four chords, dude. I think you could handle it.
So I think
I love that.
Once we book that date with them and get them back in here, I think that'd be a great song for them to do. Benny, Gnomes, thank you so much. Guys, go out next November 18th, next weekend, and go see the Alpaca Gnomes at Woodbury Brewing. And go to their Facebook page, which Kirk Michael kindly put up there. And you can go see the rest of their dates for the rest of the year. And they probably have some into the new year. Before we get to new business, get to old business. You want to talk about the score of the Patriots-Redskins game?
Dude, did you watch that game?
First of all, two of the worst football teams.
No, yeah, both sides of the ball was a joke, dude.
What's a worse game, that game or the Jets-Giants game?
I think the worst game is going to be the Patriots-Colts in Germany tomorrow.
Giants played the Raiders this past weekend, but the weekend before that. The Jets and the Giants, I swear to God, they bet on each other. Neither one of them wanted to win.
That was painful.
But the Redskins-Patriots game? Bro.
It was... And listen, I'm a biased fan, and it was painful to watch the performance of my team. It was just painful, dude.
What is that sandwich?
What? That is a bao. It's a KFC bao bun. So it's like a steamed bun with fried chicken in it.
And how does a picture of Asian a KFC thing. Sandwich make the family portrait thing?
Because we have an album of just like good food that we've liked. We take pictures of it and then add it to that.
And
album.
A KFC sandwich made it to the good
food
No,
it's
album.
Not. It's called the KFC bao bun. It's a Japanese restaurant. But so they put a piece of fried chicken in
it. But it
there.
Doesn't stand for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, they just call it KFC because American people are like, fried chicken, KFC. It has nothing to do with KFC.
Stupid.
Anyway.
Johnny DeCampos and Murph are in DeCampos. North Carolina. Yo.
What's up, DeCampos? DeCampos,
try to find a Bluetooth speaker somewhere near there and just hook us up and we'll start swearing very loudly. They're down there for a wedding. Love is alive. So JoJo's very excited that he won that bet. Number one, he doesn't have to sing. Number two, you have to get a tattoo. And we came up with a couple of rules for this tattoo.
Okay, you workshopped it already.
I did in my head. And then, then I told JoJo, and he was just like, yes. JoJo only has one request. JoJo's only request is that he's in the room when Hannah does it.
Fine.
And I said, you have to be. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he's going to take a Sharpie, and he's going to write his name on you, and Hannah has to
tattoo
that.
So she's
going to tattoo
over now, like, his people, actual handwriting.
People
right.
go meet their favorite yes. rock star, and they sign their name, and they're like, all right, now get a tattoo
right,
on me.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. I would just like to point out that out of all the people in this room right now, there's one guy that follows through with what he says he's going to do. That's this guy on this side of the table, as opposed to the guy on the other side of the table.
Suck a bag of dicks. Number one. Number
two. You're never going to live it down, dude.
I ate the chips, or what did I eat? Peanuts?
The death nuts. That was funny.
And
you got to find that video, dude. That was funny.
We do. And it took me a year to do it, but talking to Joe and the trips afterwards, they were so much happier to watch me try to die on air than.
Dude, you're bad. God bless.
Ooh, excuse me. That one just snuck right up on me. Ooh, I feel like there's another one coming. Oh, my goodness. Seriously, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Look at my face.
Jesus fucking Christ. You good?
Where's that fucking cat? I'm going to kill that cat.
Cat's going to come down here.
I'm going to kill.
No cats in here.
That fucking cat. On the way over here, I'm going to say something. Just the word I'm looking for. Number one, has that lava lamp always been here?
Yes. Why? Ever like since we started.
Why does it look like a baby fetus at the bottom of that thing?
It's funny because the lava isn't as like robust as it used to be, so it makes some creepy. It makes some really creepy shapes.
Super.
Super. Thank creepy. You for noticing.
Where did you buy that? Planned Parenthood? We're
I
like, what
have
hell?
No idea.
I'm gonna say something super unpopular, possibly.
Unpopular opinion?
You ready for this? I may have said this before.
Wait, let me see if I still have a thing. I do. Wait.
Wait for it.
Wait.
Wait for it.
Wait.
Wait for it.
Oof, that's not working, is it? All right, just go.
Van Halen is a much better band with Sammy Hagar in it than it ever could be with David Lee Roth in it.
Do you think, so you've known me for how many years? What, 16, 17 years?
Minimum.
Do you think I'm going to agree or disagree with that statement?
See, your musical taste is so weird and so off the that my gut tells me, no, my brain tells me that you're going to disagree, but my gut tells me that you're going to be like, I fully agree, because I feel like you're somebody who hates David Lee Roth. Go.
I fully agree. But not because I hate David Lee Roth. I think the presence of Sammy Hagar allowed the band to expand, because they're super talented musicians. And I think they were just in a very narrow channel with David Lee Roth. No knock on the David Lee Roth music, but I keep them pretty separate. The Sammy Hagar Agreed. Stuff is good. Can you leave your fucking Fitbit in your truck? We got shit to do here. Yes, so I agree. Sammy Hagar. What brought you to this?
I was listening to it. Listening to it on the way over.
Okay.
Yes, so that's my thought of the day. Other song, and then another song came out. Have I asked you yet your opinion of Jelly Roll? Have we talked about this yet?
What's Jelly Roll? Like a Jelly Roll?
No, he's like a singer.
Oh, I have no idea who it is.
Big fat guy, tattoos all over his face, hot blonde wife.
Post Malone? Sounds like Post Malone.
I don't know why. did you see Post Malone doing Alice in Chains?
I did.
Them Bones?
Yes. That guy is super. He's another guy that gets, I think he gets pigeonholed, but then he does something like that. You're like, this fucking guy's super I'm talented, telling you, man. I crushed it,
and
bro.
And I hear his other music, and I don't think it's terrible. It's not something I normally
it's
just, listen to.
It's same. It's not, yeah, it's not my wheelhouse.
But if Post Malone came around town and he was on tour, and, yeah. And Amy was like, I'd like to go see Post Malone.
Oh, for sure, dude.
I think I would go. I think I would definitely
Lisa
go.
Loves Post Malone. She'd go in a heartbeat. It's,
I call him Posty now because I learned that the kids, like, they call him
Posty. So. You're hip.
I'm a Posty guy. So I just was, you really don't know who Jelly Roll is?
I don't.
I only
no
talk
idea.
To God when I need a favor.
I mean,
somebody save me. You never heard that song?
Dude, I don't know who Jelly Roll is. I'm sorry.
You can you know what a Jelly Roll is, motherfucker.
You can continue with
you know what
that,
a
though.
Jelly Roll is, motherfucker. People, speaking of Jelly Roll, people released their sexiest man alive this week. Did you happen to see who it was?
Travis Kelce. I didn't see him, just guessing. No. Oh, no, it wasn't?
No. Patrick Dempsey.
He is pretty hot.
Is He's he the hot. Best we have to offer? Is
I think we could do better.
Let's say we had to send our all-beautiful man team to the Olympics. Is Patrick Dempsey the best we have to offer, really?
Let's take a look.
Let's take a look.
He's pretty, but he's...
He's aged very well, like...
Graceful.
Here's my issue with him. Pop him up there. Okay, see him right there? See that right there? The crow's feet around the eyes, I'm a huge fan, okay? Because that's real. I like that he's not trying to do the whole Hollywood thing and try to get rid of him. Here's my problem. Look at the fucking beak on this guy.
He's got a hook nose.
My problem with the with it, he does. He's got a big old honker. He's got beautiful eyes.
His eyes are great. I mean,
and
like
he's got
you said,
weird shaped ears.
So the ears are a little strange, but the hair is great and the facial structure is good outside.
So I'm
of the
not
nose.
Saying. Listen, he probably is in our starting five. Right, if we get five starters, let's say.
I mean, I'd put him as one of the first string backups to the starting but five. But
here's my criteria for our starting five. You got to be all natural, right? Because I think we all agree now that Brad Pitt is no longer all natural, right? He's been pulled and stretched a couple.
Yeah,
of times.
Yeah, he's got yeah, yeah.
Who's our other starting four? Patrick Dempsey's our five. Who's our starting four? And it's okay. To that dude, that we're dudes and we're talking about this.
Oh, I'm fine.
It's okay.
You're not going to get any pushback from me, bro.
I'm just saying. George Clooney, even though I can't stand a guy.
No. I think George Clooney.
Has that ship sailed?
I think, you know who I think I would put in my starting five is Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd makes the top five.
Thank you. So we have one.
Paul. So that's two. So now we need three more. Paul. Oh, fucking Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Let's see who Paul. Ah, dude, come on. Look at that guy.
That's a handsome man.
He's a good looking man.
That's a handsome man.
Thank you. So we're settled on Paul Rudd. Okay. How about
Kid Rock? Can everyone see that? You sock cucka. That's fucking funny. I'm not going to say it out loud, but y'all can read it for yourselves.
Kid Rock is not going to work
all right,
for me.
All right, Kid Rock's not going to make it. Donald Trump.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
This is a hard one.
How about the younger Franco? You know the two Franco brothers?
The Dave Franco guy.
Dave Franco.
No, jacked up teeth.
Really?
Yeah. He's got to be better.
His teeth are kind of fucked up. Okay.
I don't know. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it at those two.
Yeah, because I need to think about
it. We're
going to
leave it at those two, and then we're going to put it up as a poll and let people tell us who the other three people are. And then we'll talk about it next Thursday.
I love it. As long as Paul Rudd's in the starting five, and we're
We're giving them the first two. Those two stay. Those two are on a team.
Wait, what two?
Patrick Dempsey and Paul Rudd.
Oh, we're giving him Dempsey. I thought you didn't like the nose.
Oh, but he's definitely starting five.
All right.
He's starting five.
All right.
Bro.
So we got Rudd and Dempsey.
I wish was American? And this is funny.
Wish was American. That's a strange way to open it up. But go
Idris
on.
Alba, the dude who played Stringer Bell. The first thing I thought of is how does he not make it? But
I thought he wanted it at one point or something.
He might have, but he's not from America. I'm saying if America sent top five handsomest men.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might have won like one of those sexiest men alive.
Jimmy Garoppolo? Global.
He's pretty hot, dude. He's pretty hot.
We're going to let the people decide.
All right.
Here's what I want you to do. You need to bring your next three to the table next week.
Oh,
I'll bring
easy.
My next three to the table.
Easy,
next week.
Dude.
Don't be fucking bringing me Jared Leto. You're going to bring
me
Jared Leto.
No.
You're into that fucking heroin chic look.
If it 2005 Jared Leto, maybe. 2023 Jared Leto, hard pass, bro.
No. Oh, yeah. Our poll this week was Jason Kelce, the brother of Travis, was considered. People magazine considered him to possibly be one of the sexiest.
That must be what I read. He was actually disgusted.
Yes. And then that made me ask the people, okay, well, if they're considering Jason Kelce as the sexiest man alive, what about Travis, who bagged the walking rectangle Tay-Tay? And there were two comments there, and one of them was my wife. And I think she broke it down. Well, she did two things. She broke it down honestly, the way she feels, and she broke it down politically correct so she can cover her ass because she knows who she married.
Yes.
So Mrs. Dodato says, Travis is definitely more sexy. However, Jason is the more attractive one. Because I would lean towards, me personally, I would lean in my looks more towards Jason because he's chubby with the beard.
I'm more of a Jason guy too because I feel like I could settle down with him.
Right. But that's also like a side swipe of Amy being like,
right,
geez. Lose a bunch of weight, get your shit together. You're lucky.
Just a little offhanded. Yeah,
she's like, you're fucking lucky I even gave you a shot. And then I have to look her in the face and say, well, listen, this is what
you're doing. But Jason came out with a pretty good advantage, too.
He did. And then Dave Rano, with the assist, puts in the mother, Donna. Mama Donna. Which,
Mama
I suppose
Donna,
you have to give her
me.
The credit, though.
Well.
Those are her loins.
That's true.
Dems is her loins.
That's true.
Yeah. And then Jamie underneath says, but Jason, to me, is the whole package. I get it. So here's
agreed.
The here's what these women are trying to tell us. The women are like, Travis is the one night on vacation guy.
One night stand guy. Fling. He's fling
right.
guy.
Jason yes. is the husband, father.
Settle down.
The man of the house guy. So which isn't a bad choice. Listen, right? I mean.
So now the question is, because we're both dudes, tangentially at least, which one would you rather be? Would you rather be vacation in Hawaii for a week guy?
I've heard them.
And look like Travis, or would you rather be settled down guy and look like Jason? It's tough.
Travis comes across to me too much of a dude, bro. And I could never be a dude.
I hated him before the fucking walking rectangle thing.
I could never do it.
So self-absorbed. Ugh.
So good for him. You ever when you wake up, every day you wake up, right? You take that first breath.
And yeah.
Today's the day.
Yes.
Now, this might be a difficult conversation with you because you're a miserable fucking prick. For most times. Like, you tend to just not give a fuck. However, I know that you happen to be a bit of a teddy bear and a kind person. Mm-hmm. Do you find it a hard struggle every day to do just make sure you try to do the right thing?
I don't really find it a struggle because I find that when the opportunity to do the right thing is there, it's obvious and I don't overthink it and I just do it. So I don't really struggle with that. But going back to what you said, it doesn't happen often because I don't always recognize it.
It's like one of them days where like, and something's gonna give soon. Like, you know, I'm gonna be out of a job soon. I'm gonna change some things, and some stress is gonna come out.
Yeah, you got those stuff. Things always down the road. I get it.
I find myself like I always want to do the right. I love hero status, right? Everybody loves hero status. Like, you love to do the nice things, like we're doing this Thanksgiving drive. We do the other things, and I always open a door. I always.
But yeah, I do that stuff without even thinking about it.
Right. So some days I just open up a door. You don't even. You're right. It's a mechanism in your head. It just happens and it's gone.
Done.
It's a reaction.
Yep.
Then you have days like today, where you open a door, and you know when you open a door and you're going to hold it open, and then you realize you're a little bit too far away, but now you're committed to it, and you're
kind of can't let it go at that point.
No, you're a total fucking scumbag if you're like, listen, I waited 3 seconds. You took forever. But are you like, listen, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to hold the door.
You commit to it fully.
But then as they're getting closer and they're getting closer, you're like, listen, I didn't mind holding the door, but I'm also okay if you trip and bust your fucking face open right now too. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to think like, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Is it wrong to think like
listen,
that?
Listen, I think the problem with that is, and we've talked about it numerous times, it's an awareness thing. Because if I'm the person walking in, mm-hmm. and I see you holding the door, I'm going to recognize if there's an uncomfortable distance there, and I'm going to double step. Like, I'm going to get there quicker because I see you. So I totally get why you think that, because if they just keep walking the same speed. It's like, hurry the fuck up.
Who's the bigger cocksucker? The guy who sees you holding the door and just keeps taking his fucking time talking on his cell phone? Or the guy who continues to take his time, you hold the door open for you, you hold the door open for him. He says not a fucking word to you. Doesn't even acknowledge you. And you're like, okay, big guy, you're welcome, right? You say it to yourself, like, you're welcome. And then you both go into the store. Let's say it's like a fucking Cumberland Farms, and you're in a Cumberland, right?
Yeah.
And you're getting a coffee, and he's getting a fucking, you know, I don't know, let's say fucking Red Bull, because, you know, whatever. Because we got to be on opposite sides of the store. The coffee's over here, Red Bull's over there. Then you just so happen to be leaving at the same time. But he goes out before you, and you're like 4 steps behind him.
Right.
And this cocksucker opens the door, takes off, and just lets it fall in your face.
Don't even hold it.
There should be a law, man. Like, you should be double low two right into the back of his kneecap. Who's the bigger cocksucker?
I think the bigger cocksucker is the person that's unaware. Right? Like, I can talk. Brian Chuck, actually. I would hold the door Brian for Chuck, that.
This mother. double guns, boom. Brian Chuck's in the house.
I think the guy walking in is the way bigger asshole. It's the same thing if you're driving and, like, you wave somebody to go and they just don't even look at you. They just go. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like they're self-absorbed and they're only thinking about, like, their little bubble. And it makes you think to yourself, why do I even bother? Like, why am I letting this guy go? Why am I holding the door?
Like the guy at the four-way fucking stop?
Yeah, exactly. Who's
the car in front of him is turned to go? And right. They're both going in the same direction, so he just goes with him because right. He figures, I don't have fucking time to wait.
And they don't even look at you because they figure if they don't look at you, it's just like, oh, I don't know, I just...
Dude,
fucking so annoying.
Full disclosure, I revved my engine at a motherfucker tonight on the way home. Dude, I was ready.
You're ornery today. Is that why you're so crabby? Are you having like an existential crisis thing? Like spiritual...
No, I fucking...
You seem a little on edge today. I'm just going to say it.
I try to do the right thing every day. Try to be a nice, kind person every day. But some days it's like you just want to fucking – you don't want to play.
The only thing I could suggest to you is that the people that are thankful for it and the people that are aware of it, you usually tend to not remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the assholes that stick with you that get you in this headspace. Mm-hmm. So once in a while, you just have to recognize when somebody, like, you let them go and they wave and it's like, hey, there's more good people than there are bad people. It's just the bad people stick with you.
Like, I'm working at the store now, Tools Plus, because the warehouse is basically obviously non-operational.
Done.
We're getting in the shutdown phase of everything. Shrinking. So there's a lot of work at the store. So we're customers, you know, a guy will come in and he'll fucking, good morning. They don't say a word to you. They just, and then they come up, they get what they need. They put it on the counter and you're like ringing them up and you're trying to do something. And then we're giving everybody a free gift who shops there. One day it's this, one day it's that, whatever. We try to mix it up. And
that would put me in
the same. Is it easier to be that guy? Just fucking say nothing and be a cop all day? Or is it harder to be me and trying to fucking be nice every day?
I fully believe in karma, dude, and you're gonna get the good karma.
It's not that guy. Fuck, I don't care about that. I don't give a shit about that. Like, listen. You wanna be like, if you do nice things and have to tell the world about it, like we've talked about this a thousand times. I bought the car in back of me. They're Dunkin' Donuts today. You did it for the wrong reasons. If you did it just so you can post it on Facebook, you did it wrong.
And put down your phone. Don't film it. Hey, here's me giving money to a bum.
What about the silence of bringing a fucking shopping cart back to the shopping cart wrangler in Big Y parking lot rather than leaving it in the middle of the fucking parking lot so some dude who's rushing there to get fucking diapers for his wife and her baby goes to pull into the parking spot and has to fucking slam his brakes on because you left the fucking mini cart in the fucking thing. Is there a bigger fucking animal in the world than the person who doesn't return their shopping cart?
No, but again, to play...
Do you not return your shopping cart? I want the fucking truth.
Listen, I always do. Don't ask my wife. I've never not returned it once. I always do it. And I think most people do, but again, it's hard to get those assholes out of the front and center of your mind. That's why you get in this headspace.
These self-centered... I know.
They suck, dude. I mean,
people
they're just...
who only consider themselves and people who only consider... Life has tentacles, man. You gotta fucking consider the tentacles. You can't just fucking consider this and be like, well, that's how it is and fuck it.
Let's do some quick data analysis here because I'm a data guy.
Go ahead, Bill Nye.
Honestly,
What'd you just say?
No, I'm a data guy.
Oh, I thought you said I want a data
good
guy.
One. Oh, cool, fuck, cool. I wish I had the drum roll.
Cool, that's fine. You fucked up.
Out of 100 people, so let's talk a percentage. How many do you think don't put the cart back? Don't hurry up when someone's like, how many people do you put into that group of people? I have a number in mind. I'm wondering if yours is close. Just in general. Like, if you have 100 people, how many of them fall into that?
You're asking of 100 people, how many people don't put it back or do put it back? Either way, the number.
Yeah. How many people are assholes?
Out of 100.
Yes.
35 of those people put their cart
35%?
Back. 35%? Only 35 of them put their cart back.
Wait, you think? 65 are assholes? See, I think you're skewing.
No.
I was going to say 25 are assholes. No. I think most people do, dude.
Nope. We should call this United States of Blowjobs because everybody in this country is a cocksucker. I'm telling you right now.
You are jaded. And you call me a fucking rotten bitchy ass. You're worse, dude.
I just want to fucking headbutt the camera and end the show.
Just smack it.
This has been Live with John. Eat a bag of dicks. Wha-bam!
Bam! Done!
I'm telling you, man. You know what we should do? What we should do?
And that's dark, bro.
Put this in the... It's too cold to do it now. A Live with Johnny remote, but we'll do it from Big Y parking lot for like 2 hours.
And just count and just get a...
And we'll tailgate if fucking...
Yeah.
We'll
just fucking... We'll just count. How many people... I think your number's high, dude. I think you're skewed. You have aggravation bias because you're in like that agitated state right now. I think you're skewed.
No, I don't. No, this is 40. How old am I? I'll be 47. 50. Right? Fuck off. Yeah. You're 13 years older than me, so I'll be 47. 47 years of knowledge, dude. I think only about 35% of the people return the cards every time.
Jesus Christ.
Every time.
Well, what if it's I see where you're coming from. I mean, you could break it down deeper, but I get what you're coming from.
Yes.
What about
I just booked a nice little guest for next week.
What about Michael B. Jordan? He's hot too. If you're into black dudes, he's hot. Only because I just saw him on my computer screen.
I don't see color. Only because I just saw him on my computer screen. What the fuck are you looking
at? No, because I was Googling.
We're trying to do a show and you're like, BBC.
Idris Elba did win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Yep. 2018.
Michael B. Jordan's a good looking man, but I would think Denzel Washington over him. I would take that. What about Matthew McConaughey? Denzel Washington?
McConaughey, again, not so much new Matthew McConaughey. He's after that Dallas Buyers Club movie. Every time I see him now, he just looks like a disease skinny. That was a
great movie, though.
Oh, fucking
him and Jared Leto?
Unbelievable.
That was
unbelievable.
You got me off topic.
Sorry.
So you're trying to cheer me up, and I like that. I like that about you. I like that.
By talking about hot black dudes?
Yeah.
I know what gets you. I know what pushes your buttons.
I've been known on the Google. We are in full swing of our Thanksgiving fundraiser. Would it be safe to say that Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today, right?
It is.
Yeah, so we've got life is passing us by. We've got just 2 weeks left to get all of these families fed. Together with the River Foursquare Church of Naugatuck, which is no strings attached food kitchen, our food bank. We're just trying to get more families the great experience of the Thanksgiving dinner. So we've received some Venmos, and I know that some donations have been made directly to the church. And I'd like to thank some people tonight. I'd like to thank Dorothy Kopchick, also known as Noki. We spoke about
Noki. Yes, I remember Noki.
I would like to thank Lisa Carafa. I would like to thank Kristen Droney. I would like to thank Matt Conway. I would like to thank Mr. Dax Torres. And I would like to thank Daryl Pitlack. And I would like to thank all of them for their very, very, very generous donations to our Thanksgiving fundraiser. I'd like to thank my beautiful wife, Amy, who has put up a bucket, donation bucket up at Tuck's Tavern. I'd like to also thank the people at Tuck's Tavern, both the business owners and the patrons, for donating and throwing in the bucket, and we'll get that collected as well. So not only can you go get some good food, which, you know, Tuck's has the meatloaf this weekend.
I remember you telling me about the meatloaf. Oh
my God, I want to give it a baby. Get yourselves down to Tuck's this weekend. Get the meatloaf while it lasts, because it never lasts.
And get the Cajun butter.
Cajun butters.
Dick jerking good.
I'll tell you a Cajun butter story in a second.
Okay.
So the beautiful Amy, the wonderful Tuck's, and all of their customers, thank you very much. Get down to Tuck's. Get the meatloaf. Have a cold beer. And make a donation to our Thanksgiving fundraiser. Hi-oh! And also to the bartender. Her husband's about to be out of a job. So please and thank you to all of that. And again, Coach Baxter couldn't be with us again tonight, but we're going to get with him. He's a very busy man on Thursday night. He's a coach, teacher, pastor. So as you can imagine, too many hats for this guy. We got to book a day for Kirk to get his tattoo online. We'll figure that out with Hannah Nanners as soon as she's available. Last week was my mom's birthday. We gave out her number. She got a bunch of messages.
Did she? Good for her.
Someone, I don't know who, but somebody very funny from a number that nobody knows sent her a text message saying, your son John is in danger.
So, God, I wish I thought of that.
So here's the thing.
Jesus Christ.
At about 8:00 in the morning, somebody texts my mom and says, your son John is in danger and I've got him or something like that. At 8:00 in the morning, my mother waited till noon to call me and see if I was all right.
Well, she's a mom.
Yeah, no.
She's going to check.
She waited till noon. She waited 4 hours, Kirk.
Still called.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the delay there is
what. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. Thank a veteran. They're the real heroes. So if you know one, hug one, thank one, slap them on the back, give them a five, do something, kiss them on the mouth or other places. That's up to you and your veteran. Just make sure you get consent. That's big nowadays. Bill Cosby called, and no does not mean no. So make sure you get that right. Kirk Michael, I think that's all we've got for this evening. It was a nice, another wonderful, beautiful show with you. It's just great to be here inside the Ride at the Dog Park studios. Go listen to Ride at the Dog Park. These guys are doing great things. I joke with them in the beginning, but they really are. Thanks. Doing some funny, interesting things, and it is a must listen. Don't forget to check out our YouTube, our TikTok, our Amazon are, Spotify are, Apple.
iHeartRadio.
Yes. LiveWithJohnny.com. You can find all of that information. All of that information. And we've got some interesting things coming up. We've got some other interesting things going on. But let's remember the Thanksgiving thing. Let's, if you can, please let's make those donations. Benny and CB, we're going to see them real soon. We even got a song for them to sing. And that's going to be interesting. And next week, we're going to get back to phone roulette because I got a guy I think I want to talk to. And Brian Chuck says, what's the Venmo? Kirk's going to put that up there for you, Brian Chuck. It's like at J Dadots or something like that.
J Dadots.
Kirk will find that for you.
I'll put it up there.
But it'll be up there in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, another great Thursday. Great night to see you guys. Glad that we can talk to you about Thanksgiving and the world's sexiest men. It's what we do here. And we're doing the real work, Kirk. We're putting it in, the real work around here. So I'm going to go get in a better mood. Kirk's going to go take a solid deuce. Bright eyes, I'm coming home. Don't forget the three most important words in English language are, how are you? Going through these holiday seasons, some people can't make it through without a simple, how are you? Reach out to the ones that aren't reaching out. Ask them how they're doing. Maybe you can save their day, save their week, save their life. You just don't ever know. Bright eyes, I'm coming home, and we will see you all next week. Dun, 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 dun.